Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes. Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, let's quit hesitating. It is time for the top five at five on the Rokan Show. We will start out at
number five.
That's a good place to start. CNN reporter Randy Kay celebrated New Year's Eve Colorado style.
It's going great. I'm definitely earning the nickname Kush K, that's for sure. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Everybody knows what Kush is. So, listen, I came prepared, you know, this year. I thought maybe I would bring a gas mask with me so I wouldn't, you know, get that contact high. But look at what's on the other end of the gas mask. Yes, a bong.
Yeah, you gotta like that. She's doing bong rips on the air while Anderson Cooper just watches. Kay was reporting live on a canna bus in Denver as part of the CNN New Year's Eve coverage. The bus was on its way to a push, pass, and paint event. Puff, pass,
sorry.
And paint? Okay. Listen, thanks, Camille. Puff, pass, and paint. Co-host Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen were obviously embarrassed by the whole situation and were at a loss for what to say. So she's getting high on the air, doing the bong rips. Good for her. Man, oh, man.
It's a new world out there.
It is, I guess. And, you know, when you're in Denver, you're a mile high anyway, so you might as well just keep it going. Get on the canna bus.
Well, she had a medical condition. And that
did
was,
she? I don't think she needs it in Denver.
You don't need a medical.
No. Not out there. You just want to get high.
Right down the street, ripping bongs, that's legal?
Yeah.
Really?
On a canna bus? Sure it is.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm CNN, if I want my reporters, you know, wearing a gas mask bong on New Year's Eve or any day.
Well, last year it was Don Lemon and having his moment in time with the alcohol.
Every year. And then it's usually Kathy Griffin. Kathy right. Griffin was something outlandish to say, but she's been banished, so she was out. Yeah, you've been out there having a time. You walk in, you get yourself some edibles or whatever it is. You wander around.
I love Colorado. 300 days of sunshine.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Great place.
That sounds nice. I've been to Colorado. It's beautiful. I have not gone into the dispensaries. We drove through this summer, and there was discussion in the car. Hey, we should just stop and go in because it's legal. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. My daughter wanted to stop and get some, gummies. I was like, no, I'm not going to. The first time I do this, I'm not doing it with my daughter on a road trip.
Good choice.
Yeah. I thought I was a responsible parent.
I thumbs up.
Thank you. It's sometimes I make a good decision. That's all I'm saying.
Number four.
Speaking of bad decisions, Mariah Carey did not repeat her awkward performance on New Year's Rockin' Eve this year. Carey sang live and even poked a little fun at last year's disaster.
A sip of tea, if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea. Oh, it's a disaster. Okay, well, we'll just have to rough it. I'm going to be just like everybody else with no hot tea.
Oh, no hot tea. That's in Carm's rider. That's why every day there's a pot up in the sports department. Every time Carmen's here, and we actually have tea coming in here at 7 because he will not perform without hot tea.
I love Argo tea. One thing about us leaving this building.
Ding, ding, ding.
Right? That Argo tea right next to the Showcase Studio, that's huge.
All right.
They know me over there, and Brian.
Do they? What's your order?
My order is, would you please stop taking out of the free tea dispenser, sir? Okay, fine. I'll buy something. Let me get a green tea,
wow.
Please.
They have free tea over there?
Yes. Two different flavors. It's delicious.
Wow. After the performance, while speaking to Ryan Seacrest, Carey said, quote, I'm feeling a lot better than last year. Good for you, Mariah. All right. Mariah Carey. What's her expiration date? I guess she sounded okay in that clip, but come on. Who brings her back? Who's the producer that says, you know what, we got so much pub last year on the train wreck, we're going to bring her back. Then you're fired. If that's the best you can do, there's no other singer who can croon on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
She's only 47.
I'm not saying she's old. I'm just saying, come on. There's got to be somebody newer. That's just me.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's a lot of
artists out there. We don't need to keep rehashing. You know, you're still bringing Ryan Seacrest back. The man's on 72 TV shows. I don't need to see Ryan Seacrest every day that many times.
New, fresh. Give somebody a chance. That's
right.
What you're going. Okay,
fresh.
I could feel you.
Carm has a towel situation. Bring him on. Let him host. You know, let people go on Twitter talk about his skinny fat situation.
Enough with Mariah.
Yeah,
it seems harsh, Brian, but I get you.
Well, listen, as a guy who deals in hot takes all the time, Carm, I thought you would appreciate a hot take. Mine is I've had enough of Mariah.
That's fair enough.
Does that take hot enough?
I'll join you. Mariah Carey is done. Never want to hear from her again.
Wow. There you go. See, you took it up a notch. That's what I like.
Number three.
And then you look at Chicago. What's going on in Chicago? I said the other day, what the hell is going on?
Really? You said just the other day? The violence in Chicago has been a key talking point of politicians and especially the president this past year. But today it's been reported that the murder rate has gone down.
We all know that we came off a horrible 2016 and we made a commitment to the city to not repeat that in 2017. So that resulted in 121 less murder victims this year and 765 less shooting incidents.
There you go. That's Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. 2017 saw a decline in murders of 16%. In a statement from Chicago Superintendent Eddie Johnson, he said, quote, I am proud of the progress our officers made in reducing gun violence all across the city in 2017, but none of us are satisfied. In 2018, we are going to work to rebuild on the progress we made last year to reduce gun violence, to save lives, and to find justice for victims, end quote. All right, we will continue the top five at five in just a couple of minutes right here on 720 WGN. All right, we are in the midst of the top five at five here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes. Again, Ro and Anna back on Wednesday. Carmen questioning their vacation schedule. I don't have any, I have no control over that.
I wasn't questioning.
You're just asking if tomorrow is still a holiday.
I just want to know if people are working tomorrow, because I'd like to not work tomorrow, but I guess I'll be working tomorrow.
No, I think regular folks are, most people are working tomorrow. Yeah. I think most of the shows are back. I think there's just one extra day for Rona.
Kids, though, are still off of school till the end of the week.
Yeah, I know the school district I was teaching in doesn't go back till next Monday. So schools are off. College kids are definitely off. They've got another, like, 6 weeks. They don't do anything.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think tomorrow, I think Cochran's back tomorrow and John and...
Normal traffic, all back.
Yeah, everybody's back, Carmen. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on the schedule
tomorrow? I don't know why. No. I'm thinking about, are people showing up at my other place of business? Will people be at the old fan side of tomorrow, Brian?
Of course they will.
They'll be there, huh?
Listen, you can only have off for so long. Then you got to go back to work.
I just need one more day. Just give me one more.
But then that one day turns into what? Another. And then suddenly you're a layabout.
Yeah, but see,
you got nothing going on.
If you go one more, then you're already at Wednesday, and then now we've really moved the week along nicely. That's all.
Is that it? Okay.
I don't.
Then you go, well, it's Wednesday already. Why even bother?
I think
we'll just call it a wash till Monday.
You don't want to do anything anyway.
Oh, definitely not.
Right, and I mean, working after, like, you should be able to enjoy New Year's and not have to think about going to work the next day, the standard non-entertainment person.
Well, you enjoyed last night, New Year's Eve. Today's New Year's Day. You relax. You watch a little football.
And then you get one more
day
of relaxation.
Eat some chili, and then you go to work.
Jan 2 should be a holiday.
Wow.
The recovery from
Jan. I agree, especially when it falls on a Sunday and a Monday.
Right.
Well, then I think the 26th of December should be an automatic holiday,
too. Wait, isn't that Boxing Day across the rest of the world?
Well, in a lot of places it is Boxing Day. We don't. I'm here, So, all right.
I'm fighting for the people here, Brian.
I know you are, and the people probably appreciate it, as one of the people who it wouldn't affect, whatever. We'll go move on.
Number two.
Andy Cohen asked Dave Chappelle, quote, if he became president, what would his first official act be?
If I were president, what would my first official act be? That's
yes,
a tough
sir.
One, man. Every weekend would
really?
Be 3 days.
Wow.
See? Yes. Every weekend would be 3 days. I would fight tooth and nail for that.
Now, there's a man fighting for the people. At Dave Chappelle, every weekend is a three-day weekend. But then we would get lulled into that false sense of security, and we'd say, well, if we got 3 days, why not 4 days? I want one more day. It's the deterioration of the society. Cohen did not ask Chappelle about the controversy surrounding his new Netflix special. People have criticized the special for being insensitive to the sexual harassment victims of Louis C.K. and Kevin Spacey. All right, now we move on to...
Number one.
Thank you, Orion. Yes, number one, the biggest story in Chicago today. John Fox has been fired as the Chicago Bears head coach.
This is a difficult day. Early this morning, I informed Coach Fox that we were going to head in a different direction. Shortly after, he addressed his staff and the team. I have the utmost respect for Coach Fox. He's a great friend, and I want to thank him for the last 3 years as our head coach.
Wow. It almost sounded like he was giving a eulogy, didn't it? He fired him. He didn't kill him. He didn't take him outside and execute him. He just let him go. They paid him off and he's gone.
It would have been, he could have thrown in there, Today we fired John Fox. We feel bad, but next year he'll make $4 million yes. to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, talk about one more day to get paid to do nothing. A whole year. Yeah, see, that gets lost in people's upset. And you know, as Kaz said, and I agree, I don't like to take joy in other people's suffering. I don't like to see people lose a job. But if you're going to lose a job, getting a guaranteed $4 million is a pretty good way to lose a job.
No question.
You know, if you or I get bounced out of here, Carm, nobody's giving us $4 million next year to sit around and do nothing.
No, $4 would be optimistic.
Yeah, I was going to say, somebody's going to give you $4? Who's that?
Right.
You must know people.
That being said, people, this is what they do. It's not about the money. He's a football coach. He loves being that. He loved being the head coach of the Bears, so I get all the sadness there. But, I mean, he's...
we're not doing a towel drive for John Fox.
Right.
He's and all set.
He's in his 60s. He's had an incredible career. We don't need to have a pity party for him.
No. He has the second worst winning percentage as a coach in franchise history. It was not a shock to anyone who follows the team. Several players have expressed their disappointment in Fox being fired. Running back Jordan Howard tweeted, Foxy, things didn't go the way we wanted, but I appreciate you for taking a chance on me and believing in me when everybody else didn't. Much love for you, Coach, end quote. So that from Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard, stealing your phrase, Carm. I appreciate you. That's a Carmen thing. I don't hear anybody else saying that except you.
I do enjoy and I appreciate
you. You do. You throw it around. Yeah. You throw it around, people enjoy it.
That's interesting that Jordan Howard said that, too, because fifth-round draft pick, a lot of coaches might have just kind of fluffed off who's this fifth-round running back, but he did give him an opportunity. So I think that was some heartfelt words from Jordan Howard.
Oh, sure. Like yeah, if you're a guy who knows somebody actually went out on a limb for him, it's good to finally, you know, or not finally, it's good to man up and say, hey, listen, I owe this guy something, even though everybody else in town was calling for his head on a spike, which we were. Somebody's got to go. He got a clean house.
It was time.
It was time. It's been time for a long time.
The top five at five.